Well, the rain is pouring down on the west coast and at the top of the south, with real fears about what's to come. A state of emergency is in place on the west coast with red severe warnings for Buller and Westland. Some Westport residents have been warned to be ready to evacuate if necessary. Further north, emergency operations are gearing up at the top of the South Island, with orange level warnings in place in the Tasman, Marlborough and Nelson regions. In Golden Bay, rivers reached alarm levels early this morning, and emergency operations centres opened as the region prepares for expected flooding and road closures. The heaviest rain so far has been at Franz Josef, where a close watch has been kept on the Waihoa River. Westland Civil Defence Controller Andy Thompson's just been at an emergency briefing. Morning, Andy.
Good morning, Catherine.
So what's the latest information you have from that briefing?
Okay, so the latest information is heavy rain overnight, as you said, in the Franz Josef region, the Waihoa River, 170 to 180 odd mils, approximately 80 odd mils around the Hokitika catchment. But I'm looking at the forecasts for the next 3 or 4 days, and the next 48 to 72 hours are actually quite worrying on top of the cumulative effect of what we've already had and what is coming. So there's a lot of preparation going underway, Catherine. The EOC in Westland, it was activated at 7 o'clock this morning. There was a lot of prep yesterday, so they are underway now, excuse me, and there's a briefing going on with agencies as we speak. So the red warning and the declaration of the state of emergency yesterday allowed us a lot of time to get ahead of the game and to prep and to get pre-positioned people in place. So New Zealand Defence Force, Fens, extra police are all on hand ready to help out if and when required.
What are the main areas or trouble spots, likely trouble spots?
Well, Franz Josef, the Waihoa River, as you quite rightly said, is you know, very, very a worrying area. We know that. We've got snow melt. We've got the glaciers up there. We've got tremendous rainfall predicted for that area, and we've seen those issues in the past. The Waihoa River Bridge was washed away 2 or 3 years ago. We saw another event earlier when a stop bank burst a couple of years before that. So what we've got down there is on station some regional council hydrologists stayed down there overnight, with also some very experienced civil defence staff. There's been a lot of modelling done, but Catherine, I can tell you, we don't just rely on the modelling. These staff go out and check the river in the middle of the night. Boots on the ground, eyeballs, Mark 1 eyeball, you can't beat that. And so we rely on those guys and girls down there to give us the updates as they see it, and they know what they're looking for. And they don't wait.
The Hokitika River had its first alarm last night. What are the implications of a potential breach there? Can you hear me, Andy? Just seem to have lost the line there, have we, team? To Andy Thompson.
I've got you guys fine here.
There we are. I can hear you again. Thank you. Just the Hokitika River and the risks around a breach there.
Yeah, look, the Hokitika River went through a first alarm yesterday. It's not a concern at the moment, but again, cumulative effect, I think it's just over 5 metres. So we're watching that very closely. There was 80 mils, as I said, but more up in the catchments of the Hokitika River. So no concerns about a bridge, but we are watching it very closely, and we'll keep a lot of, we'll keep people looking at it, modelling it, but keeping a very close eye on it. As I said, we've pre-positioned and spoken to all of the emergency services and agencies in the Westland region that we need to. The fire brigade, the locals, know exactly what to do. They've got their pumps ready if required. But at the moment, we're just watching it and preparing.
What's the situation with evacuations and how that would happen if necessary?
If we do need to evacuate, we've got a very... we've got a small but very close-knit but very experienced emergency. The fire brigade in Hokitika is very, very well versed. They know the community very, very well, so they know how to evacuate. We've got the rest home there, the Alan Bryant rest home. We've done some preparations with them. They've got their contingency plan underway if required. We have evacuated them before, so we know what to do. We can communicate with our local community very quickly via media messages, text messaging or social media. But at the moment, we have no requirements for evacuations, but we will do that if we need to.
Look, the West Coast's seen plenty of rain over the years, hasn't it? But
yes,
with what's happening now and with what's forecast, how rare, Andy, have you seen one like this before?
Look, yes, I have. I have seen rain like this before, and we've handled it before. I think the difference with this one, Catherine, is it is across the entire West Coast. To put a state of emergency in across the entire West Coast preemptively, effectively, but that was really, really important. Normally it's a little bit ice. Well, the West Coast is 800 kilometres long. To have one sort of coming from Franz Josef, south of Franz Josef Fox, all the way up to the Buller and up to Karamea, means that this is a significant rainfall event. We had two cyclones in 2 weeks a few years ago, Cyclone Geeta and Eta. They came in. So, look, we're used to this, but we do appreciate support from the emergency, from Civil Defence nationwide, and also from the other agencies. As I said, NZDF are fantastic. We've got trucks up in Buller. We've also got trucks here in Greymouth and staff ready to assist with evacuations, with food, anything that's required. Fiends are the same, so it's good.
It's good to know. But these atmospheric rivers, is this something that's different? You mentioned cyclones going through. We seem to be getting into a situation, anecdotally, where systems are just sitting, and also the volumes coming out are quite enormous, right? And they're lasting 24, 48, 72 hours or longer. Just an observation of what may be different from intense but perhaps shorter incidents in the past.
Look, I'm not really qualified to speak too much on the meteorological conditions, other than there is a blocking high out off the east coast, which is funneling this rain down off the tropics. It has happened before, and I'm sure it will happen again. If you're asking me about the frequency of the events, I'm not a climate scientist by any stretch of the imagination, but I think, as you're talking about anecdotally, and I'll qualify that, yes, frequency does seem to be increasing. So it's something that we are getting used to. We're actually getting better at our planning, as I said. We are anticipating. We're not waiting, actually, for the event to occur before we pre-position, because experience is telling us with road slips and with those issues, we need to be prepared. We need to get the army here. We need to get Fens here. We need to get these people over. If we wait for it to start, the roads will get cut off and we will be stuck. So we are preemptively, and that's why the Civil Defence Emergency was declared yesterday preemptively, to allow us to do these works.
Look, all the best. We hope it's not as bad as feared, but you are telling us how ready you are, and appreciate the time. Thank you. Westland Civil Defence Controller Andy Thompson.